Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this segment of Real Talk One-on-One with you. I am D Love, and as always, guys, I thank you for streaming live with me this morning. You know, guys, the Trinity impressed upon my heart to do a segment on miracles and testimonies. You know why? You know, only because, now before I begin, let me make a disclaimer real quick. I am not a preacher, nor am I a prophet, a saint. I wouldn't even go as far as saying I'm a Christian because that's overrated. My denomination is a believer. I believe in the story of the Bible. Also, I will be remiss if I didn't share my miracles and my testimonies with you guys. You know why? Because I am saved by grace. I am saved by his love, his forgiveness, his mercies, his favor, his provision, and all that he gives to us, guys. You know, to those who truly believe in him, and I'll be the first to admit that I can only become better through his help and his refuge. So before I get into my testimony, look like I have a caller on the air. Caller? 1 second, caller. You know, sometimes I have to do this, and then I have to go back and get it synced in. Can you hear me, caller?
Yes, I can.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Girl, you know what? Satan does this to my show, girl. Sometimes he just try not to get you guys on the air. And one time I had a show where my guest, we couldn't hear her throughout the whole show, but she was kind of communicating with me via text, girl. Now, what is your name?
Stacy.
Stacy, you called in before, didn't you?
I believe so, yes.
Well, thank you for calling in, Stacy. Again, as I mentioned before, that God impressed upon me to do a show on miracles and testimonies of faith. And before I get done, I want you to share. Do you have a miracle or a testimony you would like to share with our audience today?
Not at this moment, no. Not right now.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to get right on into it. You know, God has been so good to me, and I just felt so compelled to share my miracles through faith, you know, how I overcame teenage pregnancy, yet God made sure that I was taken care of, despite not having parents to grow up with, yet I had great grandmas and grandpas, friends, a feel-good relatives. I made it and beat the odds. And God blessed me to have four healthy kids. You know, I look back and I have so much to thank God for. And the reason I share this is because I know, without a shadow of a doubt, when you purpose to seek him in everything, and I mean everything, honestly confessing your sins daily, striving to be all that he wants you to be, he will make you that man or woman, boy or girl, he created and destined you to be. Also, I have to thank God for giving me the wisdom to understand that he is the Trinity, he is the way, and so much to cover here, guys, but I'm going to try to make, we're going to try to get through this. Because I believe that real, permanent miracles and testimonies, they come through by you sharing, guys, what you sharing, And this is what God expects of you. How will people know about his blessings and his miracles if we don't share these, if we don't let people know how he came in and blessed our lives and how he turned a situation around for us? Now, some may say, you know, you're being braggadocious, if there is such a word. But it depends on your audience, baby, because real people like real stories. Okay, I share because I not only want to encourage you, that is to pray without ceasing, but to just cultivate a real dialogue with the Trinity. Why? Not a monologue. I ain't talking about a monologue because sometimes we get caught up in the monologue of prayer. I'm talking about real dialogue of prayer. Because you know why? Because he loves you regardless of this butt backwards world and society. Okay, because it's butt backwards. We know that. So with that, I want to share some ways. You know, and let me give a few more testimonies, because I'm going to tell you, God has, I mean, he's rescued me out of so many situations when I didn't know how I was going to meet a bill. I didn't know how I was going to get a car payment paid. And this one story in particular I can remember, you know, because I was one, I'm like an opportunist in a sense in terms of opportunity and advancing myself. So I had a history of just job hopping. And I can remember at this one point I made up my mind. I said, you know what, I'm going to be responsible. Now, we're talking back in my, you know, 20 years ago or so. It's pretty young. But I can remember saying, okay, I'm going to give a 2 weeks notice. I'm going to be responsible, blah, blah. And I can remember, and this just kind of happened every now and then throughout my journey in life, and I've had times where, you know, I was either fired from a job or I may have quit a job. But guess what? The Lord had something prepared and stored for me that next week, that next day. Or I may have called a representative, hey, you know what, I can't pay a phone carrier or something. I can't pay this bill today, blah, 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 you know, blah, blah. Oh, sure. You know what, we're going to hook, you know, we're going to do this. We're going to give you a credit. I mean, he just comes in at the last minute. Or just his protection. You know, you're driving down the road and you know you're going past 65, and next thing you know, you look up, and whoa, there's a cop on the side of the road. You're like, oh, Lord, good Lord, thank you so much. You know, you slow down because you know you can't afford that $100 debt. I'm talking about how he's come in and just rescued you. So, you know, but again, that is a whole nother show. And I have to just say that God has been there for me, and I would be so – the miracles. And all I want to do is share and build your faith so that you know. So we're going to go on to the prayer exercises because I really want to get through this, guys. These are ways to help you build your faith muscles, okay? Here's the deal. We learned this in another segment I did. It's called, Powerful Prayers and Verses. However, number one, prayer exercise number one, you are on fire. You're on fire for the Lord. What do you do when you're on fire? You roll and drop. What? You say roll out of bed. You say roll. I say roll out of bed and drop to your knees. That's right. You roll and drop. When you're on fire, you're going to roll and drop. That's right. You're going to roll out of bed and you're going to drop to your knees. You know? You guys got this in that other segment. Remember? Furthermore, though, you are basically preparing your heart for the challenges ahead and allowing God to control the circumstances of your day. And not only that, you're saying, Lord, take control of this day. You're giving him authority right now. And not only are you doing that, you are building that dialogue. And you're saying, Lord, thank you for being with me. I am trusting you. I am entrusting my life to you. And then it shows your honor and thanks to your creator if you're a believer. Now, again, do I do this every night? Oh, gosh, let me just say maybe 85% of the time because sometimes I'm just tired. But I do make it a point to thank my creator daily for just taking me through the day and carrying me on a wing, hope, and a prayer. Okay, number two. This is so important in your prayer exercises. Now, these can be done at any time, no specific time. You know, you can pray while you're driving, while you're at work, all those type of things. But when you're doing these exercises, you want to set some time aside. So first, Number one, you're on fire. You're going to roll and drop. You're going to roll out of bed and drop to your knees. That is in the morning, and that is before you go to bed. Okay, number two, prayer intercession. So important because it's so easy to become hateful and callous due to our human natures. Remember my segment, Haters by Nature? There are so many things and people we can automatically hate or cause people to hate us. That is jealousy, envy, or just hate. People who betray or hurt us. So we are commanded to pray for others, that is our family members, our friends, our foes, enemies, co-workers, bosses, our government officials, our leaders, everything and everybody, good, bad, ugly, and indifferent. Why? Why do we do that? Because we're commanded to. We're commanded to. Because if not, we're going to be so full of hate and venom. To where we not only are we going to destruct others, we're going to destruct ourselves in the end. And not only that, we do that because we are pretty much blessing those who cuss us, and we reap coals of fire upon their head. That's what it says in Proverbs 25 and what, somewhere around the 22nd verse. Okay, we bring shame upon them, all while reaping blessings and favor upon our head, because guess what? There's no hate. There's no room for that. Okay, it's hard. Okay, I know it's not easy. I didn't say it was easy because I'd be the first to admit, but practice makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. And last but not least, we're going to get through this. Hello. This is a big one. Number three, meditation. Meditation, the meditation umbrella. And we're going to throw some R factors in there. When we meditate, what do? We rest in Him. We establish rich communication in Him. And under this meditation umbrella, there's a few R factors. Number one, repenting daily for our sins of commission and sins of omission. Now, what are sins of omission? Sins we commit by not doing what we should be doing, like some may consider not attending church regularly, failing to pray regularly, failing to tithe or what have you, whatever that classifies as. Some may consider it sins of omission, failing things that we're not doing. Failing to provide or protect our kids or family, helping the poor, okay? And then we have our sins of commission. That is things that are recognizable sins, such as adultery, stealing, murder, false slander, those things, just lying or whatever, what have you. Those things we consider simple sins, right? Okay, but we know they're not simple, right? Okay, and then, so after repenting daily, we're going to go into remembering. You know what I mean? Remembering what? Remembering how God brought you through. Remembering how when you were like, oh my God, crying and you're just, you're weeping and you're just nervous and you're anxious. You know what? You start remembering, okay, Lord, I remember when you did this and I remember when you did that and I know I need an encore. I know you can come back and return. Those are factors, guys. And then you're going to go into rejoicing. Why are you rejoicing? Because you're happy and content for what He is going to do. You're rejoicing in what He has not only done for you now, but past and present and future, thanking Him, praising Him. Lord, I know I'm broke right now. I ain't got nothing, but I rejoice in the fact that I'm breathing, that you're going to work this out. You rejoice, okay? So we got repenting for our daily sins of omission and commission, and then we have remembering what He has done for us, and then we have rejoicing. We're thanking Him. We're content. We're happy regardless, okay? And then we have releasing. You know, that's a little broad. What are we releasing? We're forgiving an offense. We're forgiving an offense. You know, someone may have hurt us or, you know, we're forgiving someone. We are releasing that hurt. We are letting it go. Or we can release a financial blessing. Now, I want to share real quick. Let me share this miracle that happened to me about 3 weeks ago. I had scheduled an appointment. I had been needing some tires, and it was time, you know, I'm like, okay. So I've been saving, stopped in at a local NTB shop. Had already had the appointment set up. Well, I had set the appointment up initially on a Thursday, went in and thought, you know what, let me think about this, check around some more and come back. So I had scheduled my appointment for that following Sunday. Now, guess what, guys? I go in there, I anticipate on getting all four tires replaced, and then he comes back and says, oh, by the way, don't forget your alignment. And I'm like, what? Okay, that was another $115.20. Make a long story short, I'm like, you know what? I tell you what, just go ahead and do my oil change. Now, this happened 3 weeks ago on August 28th, okay, on a Sunday. And I said, you know what? I said, I tell you what, let me just do the oil change. I'll just wait another week and come back and get that alignment. A lady by the name of Tracy stepped up and she said, hey, she said, are you religious? I said, well, I wouldn't say religious, very spiritual. She goes, well, I want to help you. The Lord told me to help you. And I said, really? I said, oh, girl, no. She said, no, 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 no. This would be a blessing to me. She says, and I'm really an introvert. She says, but I want to help you. I said, well, I tell you what. I said, if you insist. I said, but I tell you what. I said, I was going to get the tires anyway. You can just take care of the alignment. She says, no, just sit down. And then the guy at the counter, he says, D, just say thank you and sit down. This lady took care of my whole bill, $450. She replaced all four of my tires. She just paid for the whole deal. And I'm like, what? Are you serious? And she started thinking. She said, no, let me. You don't know how much this means to me. The Lord told me to help you. Now, mind you, I was praying. I prayed to the Lord that day. I said, Lord, I need to feel your presence. I need to know that you're here for me. I said, now I was going to put it on my NTB card. I had just paid off a battery, but nevertheless, I was going to do it. But he took care of that. And she was grateful. That was my miracle. And I'm sharing my testimony. He will come in. So sometimes if we release and pay it forward to someone, give out of our own need, in doing so, you know what I mean? We're going to reap a greater blessing in miracles by tapping. This is how you tap into your prayer reservoir and pull out of blessings, pull out blessings of miracles. You see what I'm saying? And so I'm pretty good at paying it forward. I think so. I mean, I've had some rough times here lately in myself, you know. But nevertheless, you know, I was at a Walmart one day, and this girl, she was new, and she was kept telling the customer in front of me, girl, I'm so hungry, blah, blah. I had some snacks in my bag. I said, here, take a couple of these snacks until you take a break. She like, okay. So anyways, releasing is good. Releasing it out of your need, tapping into your prayer reservoir and just doing these things. And then you want to relax. Relax in the fact knowing that the battle has been won. The battle has been won. You know why? Because Jesus has won that battle for us. You know what I mean? We can just relax. This is, you know, knowing that you say, well, you know, I'm still battling. We will always face hardships in life, unfortunately. Yes, we will. But relax in the fact the battle has been won. Okay? Because you know what? There's a purpose in your suffering. There's a purpose in this battle. Like there was a purpose in the battle for our Savior Jesus Christ, okay? What was his purpose? Why did he go through that? Why did he shed his blood on that cross for us? We don't know. I'm talking to believers now. I'm talking to those who truly, 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 truly believe in God. And so when you relax, you see what I'm saying? You want to relax and don't sweat the superficial, petty things of life. Life is too short to dwell on matters that don't matter. You see what I'm saying? Just take action by spending quality time in proper prayer meditation. And I do believe in doing so, you will free your spirit, man and woman, to run free in comfort, knowing that God's got you. Now, again, that meditation and that prayer exercise, it's a broad one. So you want to repent, and then you want to remember what God has done for you. You want to then rejoice. You see what I'm saying? And your situation. Because he will manifest himself. He will, our factor, reveal himself to you. Okay? And then you want to release. Give out of your need. You know? Or if you see someone who short on paying for groceries, just pay it forward. Take out of your need. Just a little small token of kindness. Okay? And then relax, knowing that this battle, this spiritual battle has already been won for you. You can do that. And I believe that when you take the time to dedicate yourself. You know, this spiritual exercise grew. It was interesting, guys. I have to admit that, if you indulge yourself and dedicate yourself, devote yourself to prayer and meditation, sharing your testimony with others, what God has done for you. And I'm not saying being cocky about it. I'm saying literally sharing your faith and letting people know that, hey, God can do this for you. You may not can't see it, but that's what faith is, believing in the unseen, that you will tap into so many things, you know. But it was interesting when the Lord laid this on my heart. He talked about, I read about this guy in the 1500s called Ignatius Loyalist, and he developed this, what he considered the spiritual exercises, seek it, and in his effort of doing so, he wanted to seek a establish a growing companionship with God so that God can make known to him his will for his life. And so this is so important, and I just wanted to just encourage you guys and say, you know what? We're facing a lot, and I'm only talking to those who truly, truly, truly believe in God, those who really, I'm not saying you are perfect. I'm not perfect. Like I said, I made a disclaimer. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a prophet. I'm not any of those. As a matter of fact, I don't even consider myself a hypocrite because I'm being real about this stuff. I am a work in progress, but I trust God. I think one thing I do have down in my life is that I treat people the way I want to be treated. And I think if any human being can grasp that principle, that concept, I think our world, our life, our world would be a better place to live, because we put stigma on people, we judge people because of their sexual orientation and blah, 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 this and that. When we all carry sins, we have to be careful and just pray for one another, go through that intercession. So we talked about the prayer exercise, okay, that is roll and drop, that is get on your knees daily and give honor, God honor and glory. Intercessory prayer for everybody and everything, good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, so that we can reap our blessings. And then our meditation, and then we have the meditation umbrella. Repent, remembering, rejoicing, releasing, and relaxing. Guys, with that, I promise you, because I have faith. I wouldn't be bragging on God. I'm talking to you from experience. And so the Lord wanted me to impress upon those who are having a hard time believing, who don't believe in God, who think God is some cosmic, the Trinity is some cosmic that was just made up. There's no way any of this can be made up. And so I just want to thank you guys for streaming with me. We've had some wonderful programs on the air. I've shared with you guys just to help you, inspire you, to keep you smiling. That's right. And Stacy, you've been just listening. What are you getting out of this today? Have you been inspired, or would you like to share again with our audience? Would you like to share a word of encouragement?
I'm just aware that don't give up. God is always in the blessing business, and keep focused. He'll never leave your side.
Amen to that, girl. Would you say don't give up? Because we all, that's the first thing we, the first inclination that, you know, is that we want to give
the
up.
The fear.
Yeah.
The fear sets in. We forget about, even if we're a believer, my thing is, I'm a believer. And I believe in faith. You know, faith without merit is useless.
Ooh.
And we're human, but the first thing we tend to go towards is the fear of not knowing. But
ooh.
Like T.D. Jakes always says, the same God that delivered you from it the last time is the same God that's going to deliver you from it at this time and all the time. But we as humans and human, you know, being human, we tend to lean on the fear. And then, you know, but then when we get there, when we're at the beginning of it, the first thing we do is go to the source. And the source, of course, is God. You know? Because I know I do that. I'll talk, but then when I'm in that situation, I can say I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
You know, when we get in trouble, we do run to God, but the fear.
And what you're saying is this, is that we fail to apply those principles to our faith because it is easy. I mean, I'm one. I can remember, girl, sitting here one day, and it was like, oh, my God, Lord, please help me, help my spirit man, because I was just going through so many trials and tribulations, and he made an encore. He showed up. But guess what? We can't run to him when we don't have any prayer or we don't have anything built up in our reservoir. We have to establish that with him. We have to keep that, whether in the good and the bad. And that's how we praise him, in the good and the bad. Now, again, I'm preaching to myself. I'm speaking to myself because I don't have this strength to do this in my own strength.
Right.
So do you not agree that we have to do this? We have to make an effort to do this on a regular basis and not when we begin to fear or something, you know, comes up against us to cause us to fear?
It should be, yes, indeed.
Amen. Well, you know, Stacy, you are certainly a blessing to this show. We appreciate you, and thank you for just sharing, because what you're doing is God is going to bless you. He's got something for you. See, some people, you know, they make fun of God. They talk about, you know, they make it seem like it's some kind of joke, and I'd be like, you know, let me tell you something, baby girl or baby boy. You hurting yourself, because you know what? You can't offend me by talking about my God. You know why?
Right.
Because you're hurting yourself. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I see so many people do that, especially in the workforce. Now, granted, we're not to just get all totally religious up in the workforce, but we have to let our light shine. Are we perfect? No, I'll be the first to say, but that does not give me a license to do wrong. No, because that's not my heart. It's not my heart to do that. But it is in my heart maybe to react out, maybe to justify something, and that's when I have to contain the flesh and say, okay, Lord, which is why I drop and roll in the morning, because I'm like, Lord, I'm on fire for you. You see what I'm saying? In a good way. And if I'm going to set some fire up in someone else, you see what I'm saying? I have to pretty much be able to relate to that person and be able to speak out of truth. Out of truth. So I'm just, you know what, our show, we're looking at about 2 minutes, and I just want to encourage you guys, you can always go on our page and download this program in an MP3 file and just play it over and over and over again to get it into your spirit. Because you know what? God is good. He is so good. And Miss Tracy, I thank you so much for calling into the show. You have
certainly
blessed us. I'm sure you've just blessed our audience, our listeners out there. I certainly encourage you to call back. And I'm not sure if you know how to access my page, I'd be happy to take your information, send you our real wrap pack That is, you know, so if you want to send me that, my, you can actually send it to Real Talk 101 with you. That's actually R-E-A-L-T-A-L-K 101 W-U at yahoo.com. And I want to send you something special and bless your soul, girl, because you truly deserve it. You keep up the good, keep the good work, stay inspired, and please be a regular guy. We love you. We thank you. And thank you guys for listening to this segment of Miracles and Testimonies of Faith, Sharing and Building the Faith on Real Talk One-on-One with you. I am D Love. It has been a pleasure. And God bless you guys. Stacy.
Yes.
Do you mind me calling you back so I can get your information?
No, I don't.
Okay, I will be in touch with you soon, sweetheart. You guys have a wonderful weekend. I am ending the show.
Okay,
let's hear
you.
A little inspiration, guys. 1 second. Check this out.
Lord, I thank you for this day that was not. My health insurance and saving me one day. When I think about the things I'm not the things I know, I really believe there are miracles and blessings for me. Me.